CliffCentral.com. Welcome, Elon Musk.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Elon Musk, and I'm a South African-born, now American entrepreneur. I've become a household name because of my work with both SpaceX, which I founded in 2002, and Tesla Motors in 2003.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm an internet entrepreneur and investor. I'm best known for being the founder and CEO of Amazon. I've been the world's richest person since 2017.
You are listening to one of my favorite podcasts, The Brain and the Brand Show, with Timothy Maurice.
Hi, guys. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice. And what a privilege it is to explore the power of the brain and the impact you can have on your own personal as well as organization stories with you. My hope is that you can take one simple idea away from each episode that helps you change your thinking and grow your influence. Before we jump into today's conversation with the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and the founder of Tesla, Elon Musk, I want to say thanks to everyone who listens and shares this podcast. It means a lot to me. In this episode, I decided to try something different. I want to challenge you to think differently and more critically about how you approach your challenges. And to do so, I solicited the help of two of the most influential and wealthiest people on the planet. These two men are household names, so I don't need to offer much context. In a moment, I will allow them to share a little bit more about themselves. Before I get into my interview with Bezos and Musk, thinking is misunderstood. Thinking requires effort. In fact, the brain would rather not do it. It prefers to operate on default mode, or the mode where you operate on ideas already stored in your mind. The brain simply wants to preserve energy by not thinking. So in order for you to solve problems, it requires you to invest what I call thought currency. And to get into the habit of thinking critically, there are a number of mindset shifts that need to be made, and this is what we're going to get into in our conversations. One of history's greatest thinkers and advocate for thinking deeply is George Bernard Shaw. Shaw was an accomplished playwright. He won the 1925 Nobel Prize in Literature and believed this. He says, 2% of people think, 3% of the people think they think, and 95% of the people would rather die than think. You see, Shaw was largely self-educated. He discovered this on his own. Early in his career, he was not taken seriously. He was born in Dublin and moved to London and battled to be respected. Later in his twilight years, he reflected on his life and success, and he said this about thinking. Few people think more than 2 or 3 times a year. He says, I've made an international reputation for myself by thinking once or twice a week. I hope the following conversation with Bezos and Musk inspires you to invest a little more energy by thinking at least once or twice a week for yourself. Let's jump into the conversation. Welcome, Elon Musk.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Elon Musk, and I'm a South African-born, now American entrepreneur who founded X.com in 1999, which later became PayPal. I've become a household name because of my work with both SpaceX, which I founded in 2002, and Tesla Motors in 2003. And if I can achieve my dream of landing a human on Mars, that means for the first time in 4.5 billion years, life will be transferred from one planet to another. I've achieved much of this success because I'm a critical thinker. By the way, my name is actually Chris, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'm playing the role of Elon Musk. And everything I say in this podcast are things that Elon actually said in various public interviews.
Thanks, Elon. Let me bring in Jeff Bezos now.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm an internet entrepreneur and investor. I'm best known for being the founder and CEO of Amazon. I've been the world's richest person since 2017. While Amazon hit a market cap of $1 trillion, I considered one of my greatest assets my ability to think differently and critically. By the way, my name is actually Mark, but I'll be playing the role of Jeff for this podcast.
I appreciate you, Jeff. There was an important conversation you had with an executive of Basecamp. Share a little bit of that with us.
I told Jason Fried, CEO of Basecamp, the smartest people are constantly revising their understanding, reconsidering a problem that they thought they'd already solved. They're open to new points of view, new information, new ideas, contradictions and challenges to their own way of thinking.
On that point of being open to new points of view, how do you embrace extraordinary changes like what the world has gone through with the pandemic?
What we need to do is always lean into the future. When the world changes around you and when it changes against you, what used to be a tailwind is now a headwind. You have to lean into that and figure out what to do, because complaining isn't a strategy.
Elon, I'm curious, what inspires you to think so big?
There have to be reasons that you get up in the morning and you want to live. Why do you want to live? What's the point? What inspires you? What do you love about the future? If the future does not include being out there among the stars and being a multi-planet species, I find that incredibly depressing.
But here's a question. Where do you find the ideas to make your business evolve?
I'm always looking for what's wrong in order to make Teslas better. I have to think very critically. So when I see the car, I see all the things that I think need to be fixed to make it better.
Quickly, sorry to interrupt. I know you're enjoying Chris and Mark, but I wanted to tell you to make sure you go back and listen to previous episodes. My goal is to make timeless content that you can listen to 5 years from now. Now back to these guys trying to pull off iconic accents. So Jeff, how important is it to be different and approach the market differently?
One of the things we don't do very well at Amazon is a Me Too product offering. So when I look at physical retail stores, it's very well served. The people who operate physical retail stores are very good at it. The reason we would always have before we would embark on such a thing is, what is the idea? What would we do that would be different? How would it be different? We don't want to just do things because we can do them. We don't want to be redundant.
What are your thoughts on branding?
A brand for a company is like a reputation for a person. You earn reputation by trying to do hard things well.
Why do you think Amazon is so successful?
We've had three big ideas at Amazon that we've stuck with for 18 years, and they're the reason we're successful. Put the customer first, invent, and then be patient.
Coming back to you, Elon, you've mentioned in the past thoughts about why you believe Tesla could work.
When Henry Ford made cheap, reliable cars, people said, "Nah, what's wrong with a horse?" That was a huge bet he made, and it worked.
There are many people listening now who want to give up. What would you say to them?
Persistence is very important. You should not give up unless you are forced to give up.
Wow. What did you tell yourself and your team when things looked dark and bleak?
If we're going to make it happen, as God is my bloody witness, I'm hell-bent on making it work.
Elon, I know you have to leave now. Any final word for our audience?
I think it is possible for ordinary people to choose to be extraordinary.
Thanks so much. Jeff, we only have a few moments left with you as well. Quickly, what are your thoughts on taking risk and failing?
If you double the number of experiments you do per year, you're going to double your inventiveness.
Lastly, any final word that you think people should take away from this chat?
Life's too short to hang out with people who aren't resourceful.
A huge thanks to Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, Chris and Mark, for their extraordinary work. The investment they've made in getting their brain to put in effort to think deeply, differently, and critically changes what we think is possible. Having actors read their quotes in this episode was just my small contribution to thinking differently about podcasts. I hope you enjoyed it. Lastly, a special thanks to Mark Krobala, who played the role of Jeff Bezos. Mark is the founder and CEO of Empowered, IN, an organization equipping women to use the strength and power of their mind and body to proactively navigate the world. Mark holds a 6th Dan in karate, and both men and women love his personal mastery training. Go to www.inpowered.co.za to see more of his work. And to my recent intern, Chris Holson, who played Elon Musk. Chris lives in Singapore, but is originally from Switzerland. And because he's a student, that's all I have to say about him. But one day, he'll have a long, elaborate bio about his prolific journalism career. Please share with someone you care about. Until next time. CliffCentral.com